National officers had been able to attend this, and only two advisors, Mrs. Phyllis Crystal and Hal Harnick, were not able to physically attend this. They sent their loving advice through the letters to all the representatives. Dr. Harvey and Jonathan Roof, Mr. Jonathan Roof, have been the keynote speakers of this conference. They opened up the entire conference with a big bang of spiritual divinity present in all of us. The tone was set in the very first speech, and the entire, ages ranging from all the way from 55 years down to 25 years of young adult representatives, all under the banner of one love for Swami, and to take his message very diligently, very dedicatedly, using our bodies and minds as pure instruments in his mission. And Dr. Hyman Johnson, who is the National EHV Coordinator, was a moderator of the conference, and he took us also through every aspect of the conference goals. And Dr. Joe Hanup and Mr. Mayur Pandya from Canada, who was a former student of Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, was there inspiring the youth as well.
My pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. Saram to all of you, especially the young adults here and all the elders, respected elders. The theme of this conference is Sai, S-A-I. And the first bullet we went in the conference was, what are the qualities of Sai leader in terms of service, action, karma yoga, adoration for bhakti yoga, and illumination for jnana yoga. So we all were asked to see the qualities of Sai leader. And we all came up with different aspects. One is to have the atmic vision, trying to see God in everyone, and also act in terms of hands in the society, but head is in the forest, and trying to have even vision towards everyone. And Swami always asks us to develop constant integrated awareness. That's also one key quality of a Sai leader. And as many of you know, Dr. Chibber in Mahavakya, book on the leadership, quoted Swami saying that Swami always says, to be is the first quality of a leader, and then to do, and then to tell. So you always have to act first. And then the key action for the Sai leader is to be selfless and always act for the sake of a bigger cause. And Swami is a perfect example. He doesn't need anything for himself, but all the activities he does is always for the sake of the humanity. And Swami has shown himself as being the first servant. I don't know, many of you have seen Narayana Seva being done in Prashanti. There are hundreds of volunteers, hundreds of students serving the poor people, but Swami always takes the first spoon, bends down, and feeds the people. So the leader has to be the first servant. And we also had a brainstorming session of what are the goals of the conference, and trying to understand the mission and the vision of the Young Adult Program. And the second aspect was, how can we be leaders like Swami? We kind of define what's a Sai leader, and we said Swami is the perfect example of a Sai leader, and we want to emulate him. And then we wanted to deal with what's a young adult group and how to inspire more participation of the youth. And as many of the centers know, we want the young adults to integrate with the center activities and support the SSC children, and also understand the responsibility of the YA reps and advisors. And also going broader to the outside community, how can we help our community after we help our center? And then how do we unify our regions or within the country and make sure the young adult program and the USA can progress very well?
One of the sessions was completely facilitated by Dr. Harvey, and his message was very clear and concise. He took this, he takes this very seriously, and he wants all the young adults, including the younger young adults, as well as the older young adults, as well as the advisors, and if possible, the center should support this message that has been coming out from Swami. The YA programs are a vital link for the continuation and effectiveness of any Sai organization. We have been seeing this in action, and it will happen. Swami said, youth are the leaders, and you are the leaders. But how do you prepare yourself You need a lot of preparation internally, externally, and mentally, coping up with the peer pressures outside. How do you help your younger sisters and brothers that are coming out of the SSC programs? All this has been covered. And organization is a vehicle. You use this to carry out Bhagavan's message very effectively and through selfless service to the needy communities. We've seen in our own region since the past few years how young adults are driven. You can see they are very dedicated. They go into the communities regardless of race, of language, of anything. They just use their heart and use the high energy is really harnessed and channeled into the service that they do in the society. And self-transformation has been their project. The young adults in throughout the country has been a chain of through Swami's studying Swami's teachings and literature. It has been a project on their study circles and utilizing that format of self-transformation, they have really seen change in themselves, which automatically transferred into their words and actions through service in the community. And through their studying of harmony of thought, word, and deeds, how they could use Swami's teachings as their bodies as instruments has been their main goal of their Sai literature study in the past few years. And this, of course, has definitely, we've seen many young adults in your own centers, in other centers, how through selfless service activities and service through the community, they have been really making a difference in the community themselves. Now, as Swami says, do not believe that we can shape the world through our projects. This is for all of us who do service, especially for young adults who are learning what this is all about. Why do we do service? And the world will improve only when we improve first. And take up projects with, this is organizational and administration, which is also an important part. When you're in an organization, it is good to follow the rules. Take up projects within our own means and do not have any competitive spirit. Put your best effort and do not worry about the outcome. Learn from your mistakes and most importantly, dedicate it to Swami. The love will just flow.
Later on, Dr. John Roof, I think some of you probably seen him at the Chicago retreat last year. He shared his experience as a child, young adult, and a Sai leader, how he had the opportunity to follow the values of Sai young adult leadership, even though there was no such program at the time, and he didn't even know about Swami. He had the golden opportunity of visiting India and staying near ashrams, learning meditation. And one of those times, he had a glimpse of divinity, and he kept pursuing his sadhana or practices, trying to find out what was the divine glimpse I had where this whole world looked like a dream and he experienced the divine bliss. So he kept on his spiritual practice to achieve that and he found the goal ultimately when he found Swami. And one of the definitions he was trying to define a young adult is, one young adult is who doesn't have any limitations imposed on himself by anybody. Everyone should be a young adult at heart. And each one is capable of doing anything with Swami's grace. He was giving his own example when he started his Sai Center in Tucson, Arizona. There weren't that many singers there. They were just playing an audio tape of Swami's bhajans from Perthi. So he said, let's compose some English bhajans. So he started composing English bhajans and started singing. And in the first study circle, they didn't have many discourses. So he composed the book, first book, Pathways to God. And then they weren't sure if the guitar player would last long. So he learned guitar. So all those things, he was trying to give an example. The youth can learn anything they want and do anything they want. It's your determination. Swami will help you achieve that. And many of you know, probably Swami says, what is the aim of human life? Swami says, the only purpose of human life is liberation. And when asked Swami, how come people are not trying to achieve it? Swami says, lack of intensity. So John Roof said that the youth can really have the full intensity put into their practices so that they can really achieve that goal.
And one of the examples he said was, Swami has given all the techniques and is expecting us to manifest the divinity. How we do it, how the youth does it, it's up to them. You can be either a couch potato, or you can go out and do service, or you can participate in the devotional activities, or you can participate in the SSE or EHU programs. It's up to each of the young adults to manifest the divinity that's within themselves.
To go over briefly, also actually the young adult history and structure, the program started around 12 years ago, and the purpose was to bring the young people into Swami's fold and to give them a pathway to lead a spiritual way of life, spiritual thinking, guidance, and implementation of Swami's teachings in everyday life, and to be future leaders in the Sai organization. And we also went through guidelines and the best practices in real life situations where young adults today face. And many discussions in the form of breakout sessions have been conducted regarding the roles and responsibilities for both representatives as well as advisors. Now, be aware that advisors are there only two per region, but each center has that has a structured YA program has a coordinator or a YA leader, both one on ladies' side and one on gentlemen's side. So please be aware that if your children or your nieces, nephews, or your sisters, anybody's there, encourage them to join the YA group. A group, unity, strength, Swami says. And in a group, you're much more potential to perform better at your highest rather than a single individual. And when you come together, you're always strong. So let's go on to the next.
We also had a presentation by the young adult groups throughout the nation who concentrated on trying to get the best practices from the young adults from the entire nation so that everybody can practice them and make it easy for to implementation. One of the topics was self-transformation. I think many of you know this topic started about 2 years ago. One of the primary aims was individual transformation by cultivating good habits and removing bad habits. And many of the young girls had very successful impact on their personal lives as well as the communities surrounding them and also involved in the service projects. And many of you know, last year from this region, they had a collection of all the transformation that they had achieved. The young girls had put together and given it to Venkat Uncle to take it to Swami. And Swami was very gracefully blessed it, and he even kept the album with him. He wanted to just give it back. He wanted to keep it with him. So that self-transformation has been a very good technique. So we shared some of the best practices from the nation. The next one was unity in diversity. Here the theme is trying to integrate the Eastern and Western cultures that's either in the centers or outside the centers in terms of having both English and Indian devotional songs or trying to talk in English language when you have even people who know other languages. And also main thing is we have the young adult group that has got a wide range from school graduates to PhDs, parents. So we want to tackle that and also mentor the SSC programs. Also, we wanted to spend some time on how do you keep the young adult membership strong at the centers. One of the things we asked was to have the young adults be given the opportunity to lead the center activities with a study circle or SSC or devotional programs. And the key thing was to make the young adults involved in the planning as well as execution. Don't give us the last minute saying that, hey, do this.
Okay, and then another very important brainstorming session that was conducted throughout the country, and the notes were discussed over there, which is bridging the gap between SSC and the YAs. Many SSCs drop out after their third group, and this was a very much, it is still a concern to many families, many SAI organizations, and I mean many centers in the SAI organization. A lot of notes, a lot of discussions are still undergoing. No formal step will be taken at this place. Please be aware that the SSC children will join the YA as and how it was before. Now, how to deal with the issues within the YA structure will come as time goes. The main thing is be loving to the younger ones that are coming into your fold. They are under your care now. Take up responsibility if you can, if you have the time, if you have the heart to harness these kids into your program and make them look forward to something rather than drive them away or just not be interested in them. And then Mr. Mayur Pandya was... we have to wrap up here almost.
I'll just try to be very brief here. Dr. Mayur Pandya shared many of his experiences being a student at Swami's Institute. But the key message to the young girls was Swami's to come and ask him, like, who's your father or where's your father? And he would tell Swami, he's in Bombay. Then the next time he'll ask again, and then next day again he'll ask. And the main thing here was Swami makes you have a constant introspection to say who's your real father. And this one short story, I want to just talk about this in this whole slide here. God is longing to be invited into our hearts. That's a key point here is one of the experiences he had was one day Swami called the front of the Joy Ice Cream Factory and says, hey, you know, you've become a very miser. You're not giving any ice creams. He says, why, Swami? Swami, so no, you've sent 500 ice creams to the hostel. Then he said, fine. Then he went to another devotee and says, you're also a miser. Why don't you send 500 samosas? So he sent 500 samosas. Then they were thinking, why is Swami doing this? Swami was trying to get himself invited to the hostel. So they kept saying, Swami, please come to the hostel. Please come to the hostel. Swami didn't want to come. And then they kept pestering. And Swami agreed. But Swami was trying to teach a message. Swami wants to come into our hearts, but he's going to make us do it. And we have to ask him to come into our hearts.
So, and then Dr. Johanna was very, very useful, his workshop on communication skills, on effective communication and in leadership. This goes not just for young adult coordinators, I think a lot of adults who are officers in an officer's position could learn a lot from this gentleman, and his workshop was just so beautiful. It integrates all of Swami's values, only putting values in front of any personalities, any kind of traits that are really not wanted in this leadership inside organization. So he's very gracious enough to send us a video we could share with a lot of leaders who are in this organization. And he covered a lot of things that, you know, very skillful things which really makes you a good leader, like Abraham Lincoln, like Mahatma Gandhi. How did they become? They were natural processes. They didn't take any workshops, but we need some workshops. And these are some things we could focus on in order to become good leaders in Swami's mission. We really don't have time to cover that, so we'll just end with the last slide.
Yeah. Here, this is a key one. I think we're going to see a presentation from Shiva and Prashanthi later in the retreat about the Sai Katrina relief presentation. But the key thing for the young girls to take out from this conference was there is a national initiative on trying to do some projects together. One is be proactive. What we learned from last year's Katrina project is we can also have emergency preparedness training for all the young girls so that if there's an emergency, we can all go and get involved ourselves. And the main thing is, as a nation, we want to have a community involvement where the Sai folks can train each other in the life skills and go outside in the community, train them in education and job coaching activities. And another key item is we want to bring one concept to each underserved community and do as a service as a national team. We cannot get everybody into one location, but as a whole nation, we can do one similar activity that will be our national service project. So I think we can share all the slides later on, but due to lack of time, we want to share, just say that these are key things. Please be active. Please come get involved in the community involvement service activities coming from the National Youth Conference. Sairam.
Well, you can see here that definitely we have to, each one of us, don't work through anybody else. Follow your own conscience. Swami says, conscience is your master. Follow the master. That's what. Let's have a personal connection with Swami. And youth is determination. There is nothing in this world that a young person cannot do if he wills it. This came upon very strongly by all the leaders over there, and they have experience. These people are really talking about their life experiences and how determination drove them to achieve what their spiritual goals were. And being an example, Swami says, all you can teach is by being an example is the simplest way to teach. No words and no amount of lectures will improve. Next slide, please.
I think this is Dr. Harvey's closing remarks. I think very simple for everyone to follow. Swami says, avoid bad company. Actually, run away from bad company. Always be careful with your thoughts, words, and action. And always be content. I'm sure Swami tests us in many, many ways, but try to be content. And always be cheerful. In fact, 2 years ago when we had the retreat, Swami said, be happy all the time. So with that, we end the session. Sai Ram.
And thanks to all the YA team, actually Yamini, Shiva, Prashanti, and InSpirit, Ani had contributed to this wonderful presentation. It was not just the two of us. We thank you all for your patience, and Sai Ram.